Men Who Win, full of God's purpose, power, and life. Now, here's Gary Chester.
This segment is not for young children. Want to give you a heads up on that right now. However, if you're a woman and you're trying to figure out your man, this may be an opportunity for you to get some kind of insight. Did you know that all of us below the neck are basically have that same dog instinct? There's a lot of dog in every man below the neck. So what is key to sexual wellness is above the neck. The most powerful sexual organ is what's between our ears. Want to have some fun at a restaurant? Normally, when a hot babe comes in, what do? You look at that hot babe as she comes into the restaurant. Just for a change of pace, for once, when the hot babe comes in, look at the other men in that restaurant. You'll see many of them, if not most of them, checking her out. Did you know that there's been a survey? Actually, there's been multiple surveys that show that good, decent, upright, church-going men has some kind of sexual strongholds. Now, let's identify a life-controlling stronghold right now. A life-controlling stronghold, whether it be sexual or something else, is a byproduct of some kind of suffering. Some kind of suffering, usually from your young past. And what a person does with a stronghold is that we use that in order to cope with life, in order to put off dealing with reality. We use the life-controlling stronghold to medicate pain from the past. So if you've got some kind of sexual stronghold, more than likely, that's what you're using it for. And again, we've got to first set up, what I'm going to try to convince you on this segment is that there are two reasons for if you're denying a sexual stronghold, is for you to come out of that denial and to crave liberation. That's the purpose, to come out of the denial and crave liberation. First of all, it's all right to admit that most men, and we don't realize this, we think that we're just this way ourselves. We don't realize that practically all men are like this, that there's a lot of dog in every man.
There are so many men that have such a bad home life.
Gives us an excuse for that life-controlling problem.
There are so many men that have such a bad home life.
Or that stronghold may have caused that bad home life.
Shopping, he goes out with somebody's wife.
Or that woman in your mind from a photo.
There's a lot of bad in a man, and he's always going to do wrong.
Oh, talking about you here.
There's a lot of dog in a man, and he's always going to wrong. A
lot of dog in you and me.
And when he comes back, he wants to find his baby home.
Now, listen, let's get beyond that big life-controlling, honking, audacious stronghold and talk about something even deeper than that. And that's what we all strive for. This applies to every person on the planet, all 6 billion of us, whether we were John Wayne Gacy's or Jeffrey Dahmer's or Billy Graham's. All of us are striving for two things, to feel a value and to be loved. To feel a value and to be loved. And we are living out our lives one way or the other. We may not even be conscious of this, but we're living out our lives to feel a value and to be loved. And we're going to go for it, even if it's a distorted way. However, now here's the key. The most direct path humanly possible to this deep basic need is a deep and abiding intimacy with your wife in all areas. A deep and abiding intimacy with your wife in all areas. I mean, when you are hooked soul and spirit with your wife, there is nothing quite satisfying, nothing that fulfills the longings of your soul more than that, humanly speaking. And when you lust after other women, Stud Muffin, you know what you're doing? You're partially cutting yourself off from the soul of your wife. You cut yourself off because you hinder, you gut the intimacy between you. You're not giving all of yourself to her. Now, you may not even be conscious of this. She may not even be conscious of this. But I want to tell you, subconsciously, this woman senses this and she responds in kind. So you don't experience the most all is well with my soul fulfillment and security possible. What do you want in life? All is well as my soul. And so, that's the reason. That's the number one reason. There's a second reason. I'm going to get to that here in a minute. That's the number one reason to whereas you want to supercharge and you want to cultivate this intimacy with your wife. And you can't do it if you're out there in your mind checking out other women.
Men Who Win. To hear more, go to menwhowin.com.
Now, here's another reason for you to want to come out of denial and to start craving liberation in your life. Do you realize that you pass on your sexual bondage to your children? When you allow and approve of the images of scantily clad women and devaluing sex in your home by way of television or whatever else, do you not believe that someday your daughter will not grow up as a teen, scantily clad and oozing sexuality and thinking nothing of it? And my friend, do you not believe that your son, watching the same as you, will not also see women as sexual objects to be used? That's what TV and Hollywood teach him. Do you really want to pass on your distortions to your children? Just one little tidbit to help give you kind of motivation to want to come out of denial and to crave liberation. And incidentally, I can tell you that liberation is possible. To resist temptation, just visualize that precious daughter of yours and how you're letting her and her mom down. Or if you're a single man, that daughter-to-be. That'll help give you motivation.
I thought I'd been living in the light of day. I thought I'd been redeemed. I prayed my prayers, but I went my way, living just like I'd been.
Pat Morley says there are two languages in the world, truth and lies. First language of every human being, a language that flows freely from our lower nature, is the language of lies. When the father of lies was our father, lies was the only language we knew. But when we welcome Christ, we became bilingual. We can speak the second language of truth. But you know what happens? If we are not abiding in Christ day by day, if we're not regularly practicing our second language, we'll revert to our native tongue. And that's where the eroticism of the culture flim-flams us.
Men Who Win with Gary Chester. To hear more, go to menwhowin.com. menwhowin.com.